But right now, Donnie, it is time for Friday Frivolity. It is. And usually we would do this around MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr., you know. But we decided to do it today because I don't know how it came up. And I'm sick and tired of losing. So this is what we're going to do for Friday Frivolity today. We do have the, it's called Martin the Trivia Game that we've been playing here the last few years. And I have on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, Melly, my nemesis.
You didn't want to introduce her as multi-time champion?
I know, just dominating this thing. She's like the Messi of this Martin game. She's the greatest.
I'm here to defend the championship, keeping my crown with me.
Okay, so Melly was going to come in studio, but the rain was so bad this morning. We said, don't sweat it. We will do it on the phone. And she's here. Matt has the trivia game in his hands. He's going to bounce questions back and forth to us. And we will see who's going to come out on top. It's as simple as that. It's a one-on-one match.
Okay.
That we're going to see who the champion is. Can I get the crown from Melly?
Oh, I don't know.
And as defending champion,
it's highly unlikely.
She will get the first question, and we'll go back and forth until we run out of time. So, Travis, you have the score, right? Travis is keeping score. Matt, it's on you.
Here we go. Here is your question. What was Gina and Pam's contribution to Thanksgiving dinner?
Them raggedy-ass peas.
Damn it. So easy. Those raggedy-ass peas.
That is correct.
That's right.
All right. All right, Donnie, you ready?
Yeah, I guess. Now I'm intimidated. I'm nervous now.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Which celebrity impersonator punched Martin in the face when they were in Hollywood?
Michael Jackson.
Correct.
Man. On the board. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Who was Pam's boyfriend who owned the Skybox?
Simon.
Yes, it is.
God, there's not even any hesitation.
No, she's the queen of this.
She's incredible.
She's the best.
All right, Donnie.
I tell
you. All right. Let's see. Are you about to miss one here? What did Martin leave Gina for breakfast when he was on a diet?
Oh, some frozen broccoli pops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
All right. Now we're on to the next round.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Which guest on Martin's show did Shanae win a date with?
Kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah, it was. Our buddy, Kid.
Yes.
He came up on the quiz.
That's cool.
Sweet. Yes.
All right, what did Shanae offer him to drink at her apartment?
Oh, that was a 40.
That's correct.
Because you gotta take it to the head.
All right. This is incredible. You guys are just nailing these. All right, here we go. What was the name of King Beef's movie?
Oh.
Oh. Okay, now this one is a tough one.
Wow.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You stumped me. No. King Beef's movie.
Wow.
It was, oh gosh, it's I don't know. I gotta, do I pass? Do I just,
no, hey, you know what? I don't know either.
Okay, well, the name of it apparently was Soul Island.
Well, Soul Island. I don't know. I don't even remember that one.
No.
You remember that, Melly?
I never got
that. Okay.
Vaguely. I remember him dancing in the Hawaiian outfit.
Right. Wow. I remember that. I just didn't know the name of it. Okay.
Hey. Yeah. Neither one of y'all. That's impressive.
All right, so I can take the lead for the first time in this game ever. I can take the lead.
All right, here's your question.
All right.
What was Elroy Preston's first love?
His music.
Yes, correct.
Oh-ho! I'm good.
There it is.
Well, I mean,
you nailed it.
Well, Friday Frivolity is over. Thank you so much.
No.
I have taken the crown. We're done. Oh, we're out of time.
Can't.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
Nope.
Dang it.
There's no stop the count on Juneteenth.
Okay,
sorry.
You're right. You're right.
All right, Melly, here we go. According to Jerome, he got more girls than what?
More girls than what?
Yes, the question is, according to Jerome, he got more girls than what?
Oh, then a rhymes.
I guess he said something like, I've got more girls than...
Oh, well, yeah, that's what the question
said. Oh, gosh.
What?
It rhymes. I know it rhymes. They got me today. It's going to be something like Jerry Curl or I'm going to go with Jerry Curl. I don't know.
Okay. What's the answer?
You guys, you can determine because I think that I would give credit to it. It says Jerry got curls.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. That's the way to pull it out there, Melly.
Nailed it.
That's the way to get it done.
Jerry got curls.
I knew it rhymed.
Had to rhyme with Jerome.
Well,
that's
done.
Right. That's right.
All right, Donnie. What color belt did Dragonfly Jones's obedient servant have? What color was the belt?
Oh, no.
Green.
Yes!
Oh!
Man!
You just pulled it out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Lucky.
It was green.
Oh, my gosh. It was green.
Man, that's impressive.
The score is 5-4, Donovan.
Okay.
Ooh,
you still got time. You still got time.
All right,
here we go. What article of clothing of Martin's did their maid shrink?
it was the jersey. It was a Detroit Pistons jersey.
Yes, autographed Grant Hill jersey.
Correct, yeah.
Grant Hill, yes.
All right, so we're in the middle of a challenge between myself and Melly. It's Juneteenth, and she is the queen, the champion of Martin trivia, and I'm trying to take the crown. Right now it's 5-5. It's on me. So, Matt, take it away.
When the club was robbed, what did they steal from Jerome?
His gold tooth.
Yep, that's correct.
Too easy.
Man, y'all are impressive.
I demand a recount on that one.
What?
All right, Millie. Here's yours. What is Mama Payne's first name?
Edna.
Correct.
Man.
Yep.
I would have to.
All right, Donnie.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't miss one. I can't.
How much was Martin's rent increase?
Oh. The five.
Yes.
$5.
Yes.
Golly. Oh. At first they thought it was 500, then they thought it was 5%, but it was $5. Golly. He put him through hell for $5.
He said, I ain't paying the five.
I ain't paying the five.
Y'all are just impressive. All right, we continue. On the season finale, where did Martin and Gina have to move to further their careers?
Oh, they went to L.A. They went to Los Angeles.
Correct.
You want to talk about a layup? You can't talk about that last question. That's the easiest one in the whole bunch.
All right, Donnie. What name did Bruh Man print on the T-shirts that he made for Martin to sell?
Whitty Hutton.
Correct.
The World Tour.
Yeah.
You guys are... this is incredible. All right, Melly. What present did Gina give Martin that caused their first big argument?
Oh, my gosh. It was a statue of a butt, I believe.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Man.
Because they were doing the butt with the statue. And she made it when she walked in. They got mad.
Combined, I think, what is this, like 20 questions? You guys have missed one?
I got to stay focused.
All right, Donnie. Mm-hmm. What was Martin's radio show producer's name? Ooh.
It was Sean.
It was Sean.
Okay. Because it was...
It was Sean.
Throwing the football over the mountains. What's his name?
He just had a birthday. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was Uncle Rico. Oh,
Uncle Rico. Yeah, he was the producer of Martin. Yeah, Uncle Rico.
All right, I feel like these are going to be super easy.
Okay. Give them both and to me, then.
I don't know, but... what city was the show set in?
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, that is pretty easy. That's Detroit.
Yeah. I think even I knew that one. All right, Donnie. What was Martin's apartment number?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Can I steal for
you cannot. I didn't steal the one time. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We're going to need a guess here in a few seconds.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does not know.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Martin's apartment number was 42.
Damn.
Sure was.
Wow.
I knew it.
We can tie the game right here.
No, it's already tied. She can go back up front. I had the 1 point lead and it's gone.
All right.
An apartment number that they walk in every episode.
She teased you.
It's only two numbers too. Like it's just a double digit.
You're like the Spurs. You're like, oh, I'm gonna pull ahead. I'm gonna take this.
I had a lead.
But the champion is just. She's like, man, whatever. I've got this. All right, here we go.
Mowing them down.
Which movie poster was hanging on Martin's wall?
Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. I told you, I'm the Knicks yep. over here.
That is correct.
Okay, there I don't you need go. You the with champion. The extra commentary, sister.
Okay, Donnie, you randomly get another one that's very similar to your last one. What was Shanae's apartment number?
Oh, my gosh!
Uh-oh.
It was right across the hall, so it's either one or two numbers. Forty-one.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Oh my gosh, the dirt has saved you.
Got between that and green.
Oh man,
look at you. Okay,
it's in the cards. It's in the cards. You know what, Corby? I am the team of destiny.
All right, we got
the Knicks.
We got to get a winner here.
Okay,
we got to figure this out. All right.
Okay.
What did Gina sing when she auditioned for Biggie?
Oh gosh. What did she sing when she auditioned for Biggie? Ooh. Was it Tina Turner? Ooh, I might be missing this one, Donnie.
Yeah, I feel like you are.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I know what the song was, but I know we can't steal, but I know it.
All right.
Yeah, it's, okay, yeah.
It is. And I am telling you.
Yes, that's correct.
It is.
All right, so if I get this one, am I the champ?
I think okay. so.
Okay, 20 seconds. Now I'm kidding. I was going to need a timeout.
I'm trying to
pull out the whiteboard and get a little strategy.
Let me see if I can find another apartment number card.
I'm going to hit you if you try to All find right. an apartment one. All right, let's go. Hit me.
Here it is. Who did Dragonfly Jones say he studied under?
Ooh. Yeah, Donnie, who was that?
Oh, man.
Who did Dragonfly Jones say he studied under?
Oh, no. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say Bruce Leroy.
And the answer is Bruce Lee!
Oh, Lee?
Bruce Lee.
I said Leroy. I got it wrong. Son of a gun. I was about to spike my pen. I thought I had it. But it's Juneteenth. I couldn't help but say Bruce Leroy.
Fuck.
I know.
Yeah, it was Bruce Lee is what he said.
All right,
see if we can get this.
Okay.
All right. What dance did Martin do in court once he found out he was guilty?
What dance? There's a dance?
Yeah, it says what.
Okay,
what dance did Martin do?
To steal this one and win it.
He did the James Brown.
No, he did not.
Okay.
If I steal this and I get it, right?
He steals champ. It. The pass. Is he going to Josh Hart it at the rim?
Do the pocket knife.
He did the pocket knife.
He did the pocket knife.
Hey. Yeah. You know what? That was
Fun.
Yeah.
I've never celebrated Juneteenth like I'm going to celebrate it after this win. It's back home. It's back where it needs to be. I like to thank God.
Incredible.
Yep.
My wife, my parents. It's been a long time coming, and I really appreciate it. Thanks to the Academy.
You deserve this victory lap.
Come on, Tito. That's what everyone to say. What's up?
I'm good.
Thank you. Melly, you're the best.
That was fun.
Thank you.
Look, it was super fun.
Awesome.
I don't think anybody else could have gone back and forth with like that one.
We need to rematch soon, see if I give you another opportunity to get the crown. But
All right. Yeah. I don't think you're going to do that.
It's the walk of shame back to the back because you lost.
Yeah. Pretty Ricky is what they call it.
All right, Melly, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Yes, all right. Thanks.